This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and there is great widespread agreement across this great nation on the proposition that one of the things that makes America great is our tradition of a citizen military. We have great confidence in our military forces. We still do, despite a new poll that has gotten people talking in Washington, D.C. It's a poll for the Ronald Reagan Institute, released just a couple of days ago, that shows that trust in the military has dropped significantly. It's still 56% who say they feel a great deal of trust in America's military. It's still much higher than other institutions. Congress of the United States doesn't get 56%, doesn't get 50%, it gets 10%. But I wanted to speak to the question of lowered faith in the military and what, if anything, it means with Ralph Peters. And Ralph is a retired lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Army, an intelligence officer, recently has been a Fox News contributor. He is also a best-selling, prize-winning author. And he is the author most recently of Darkness at Chancellorsville, which is a great historical novel. It is thrilling to read. And it was just awarded by the American Library Association the 2020 Boyd Award for historical or military fiction. Ralph, first of all, congratulations on the award. It's the fourth one you've won. What
every
about
child gets a
that?
Prize.
Not every child, but you do. What about the idea of falling faith in our military? First of all, do you think it could be true?
I think there's a nugget of truth in it that you have to put in perspective. I think it is reflective of a general loss of faith in institutions in our government, which is unfortunate. But we've been bombarded for years now with the idea that our government's bad. Michael, I have either served in, worked in, done research in, or visited 80 countries, every continent except Antarctica. And I will tell you that we are amazingly well-governed on a day-to-day basis and the things that make our lives work. Our government has plenty wrong with it because it's made of human beings, and human beings are imperfect. But compared to every other government, we're stunningly well off. And even the efficient Germans in the EU, look, they're a mess when it comes to vaccine administration, when it comes to dealing with COVID. And after some false starts here, we're really pulling together and we're really handling this bad bear. But when you get back to the issue of the military, faith in the military, 56% is pretty good. And there's some contradictions in that survey where really it's over 70%, to my surprise, of Americans still support generous military budgets. And that means a lot of people
are 74% want us to spend more on the military.
Yes, which tells me there are some anomalies in this survey. But the thing for me is this. What's different here, I think when you look at the numbers having dropped somewhat for our military, still the most respected major institution in the country, but it's not people on the left losing faith this time around. It's people on the far right, I think, in many cases, who really, because we've taken the teaching of civics and history out of our schools, they don't understand how our government's supposed to work. They don't understand that our military is politically impartial, that it takes an oath to the Constitution, not to a president or a given party. And I think there were basically the QAnon crowd really somehow expected the military to intervene in the Trump-Biden argument about who won the election, and were disappointed when the military didn't act. But we are so lucky, so blessed, that our military doesn't get involved in politics. It's anomalous. It's great. And again, the bottom line is people are still proud of our military. I'm much more concerned about the fact that only 10% of the people have faith in our Congress. And Congress does a lot of things to make us all angry and disappointed. But 10% is too low. I mean, even Congress gets the jobs done. The job done.
And again, I do think that part of what President Biden said last night was worth applauding, which is that calling attention to the fact that Americans have come together and appear to be meeting with some success, even compared to other nations, with the vaccinations and with combating the virus. Let me ask you about recruitment, because that is a key issue when we have a citizen army, as we do now, and an all-volunteer army. To the best of your knowledge, has in recruitment been impacted at all by any of these images, more negative images of the military?
Well, recruiting is pretty cyclical. It really has to do with a couple of different things. One is the state of the economy. In a booming economy, of course, it's a little bit harder to attract people to the military. When jobs are scarcer, it's easier to get quality people. I don't know what the current numbers are, but I haven't seen anybody shooting the Red Star cluster, as we say in the military. And we always manage one way or another to get enough truly patriotic people who believe in our country to join. And by the way, I have to tell you, Michael, I don't want to go off on a tangent on you, but Tucker Carlson's remarks about women in the military were so far off base. I had female NCOs working for me that could have beat him to a bloody pulp. And when you get people who've never served in our military attacking women in the military, not knowing what they're talking about, it really grates on me because, you know, over the last few decades, as we've integrated women in our military, we've had problems. We've had problems with women in the military. And you know what? We've had problems with men in the military since 1775. Human beings are imperfect. The military is tough. Not everybody's cut out for it. But I have worked with female soldiers who are just absolutely tremendous, officers and enlisted personnel, and it's an experiment that has worked. It's no longer an experiment. It's a reality. And when somebody who's, you know, went to the best schools, prep schools, had plenty of money, didn't feel compelled to serve in any capacity, to serve his country in any capacity, takes on women in the military, all I can tell you is I'd like to introduce you to a couple of female NCOs I had.
Okay, moving on from no, it's quite all right. President Biden apparently has reached agreement with South Korea to keep our troops there and not to charge them. I think President Trump was wanting $13 billion a year. Right decision to keep our troops in South Korea?
For now, yes, it is. When we tried to pull them back after World War II, we had a little problem called the Korean War. And the Koreans are actually going to pay somewhat more into the kitty. You know, I mean, as you know, Michael, I applaud anyone who does well by our country. And although he did it very clumsily and heavy-handedly, by raising the issue of allies needing to pay more, I think Trump did a service. And in the long run, it's going to pay off. Europeans are picking their defense budgets are going up. And it's the same thing you were talking about, President Biden. You know, he has jumped right into the tracksuit and started running. And we have right now the world's most impressive COVID vaccine program well underway. And, you know, President Trump made some mistakes when it came to COVID, but he did two critical things for which he deserves credit. First of all, his administration poured money into cutting-edge vaccines. We've really broken down
and
barriers.
And second of all, we're almost out of time.
Okay, and the other thing is just that he pre-ordered vaccines, which the Europeans wish they'd done. So Biden, Trump, the important thing is get the job done for America, and I'll support anybody who does that.
Amen to that. That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. His book, Darkness of Chancellorsville, is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, there's a state that plans to raise the tax rate, really the tax rate, on even middle-income people, 60%. Why? We'll get to that. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. I just mentioned what really has to be one of the outrages of the week. And it's actually hard to believe because it's so extreme. It sounds like a parody. But Hawaii, which, by the way, did not make the list of the top 10 states in the union. And part of the reason is because the government in Hawaii, the state government, is completely democratic. There's one house of the state legislature that doesn't even have a single Republican in it, not one. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Hawaii's legislature, which is the bluest in all 50 states, meaning most Democratic, of course, is bidding to pass the highest state tax rate in the land, and in fact in American history. The state Senate voted this week to raise the top income tax rate. This is for state only, to 16%. Okay, that means if you're at the top federal rate, and then you are paying the majority of everything you earn, over $200,000 a year for a couple. You're paying everything you earn at least 56%. Really? Does anyone think that's fair? This would leap above its 16% for Hawaii. That would leap past 13.3% with California. But here's the difference. Hawaii's top rate would kick in at, the Wall Street Journal says, a mere $200,000 of income. It would also slam many small business owners who pay taxes at individual rates, as if they haven't suffered enough during the COVID lockdowns. The bill would also raise Hawaii's capital gains tax, which really hits retirees, people who are living off their savings and their investments. It would raise their capital gains tax to another 11%. The top rate on corporations and real estate investment trusts would rise to 9.6%. First of all, how'd they come up with these numbers? Hawaii, which depends heavily on tourism, has been hit harder than most states by COVID-19. State revenue came in about $2.3 billion short of last year's revenue target. But Hawaii legislators know that President Biden, who just signed the $1.9 trillion spending bill, includes a state bailout. There would be $6.1 billion that would go to the Aloha state, so that more than makes up for what they presumably lost in terms of tourism revenue. Hawaii's new tax increases would supposedly last through 2027, taking far more out of the economy than needed to make up for a sluggish 2020. But temporary tax hikes almost always become permanent, writes the Wall Street Journal, as politicians rush to spend the new revenue and refuse to cut spending when the higher rates are set to expire. Now, this is a stunner. Hawaii's unemployment rate in December, you know what it was, Jeremy? Hawaii's unemployment rate was 10.3%, the worst in the country. It has the nation's highest cost of living. And from 2010 to 2020, only New York and Illinois saw a greater exodus of residents who were fleeing all of this. If the Hawaii's legislature goal is to shrink the state population, its new tax grab might do it. Look, this is a very, very real problem. And the idea of increasing taxes as being helpful to anybody is clearly a disastrous mistake. Tom in Glendora, California. Hello, Tom. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hello, Michael. It is a distinct honor every time you let me on the show. I can't thank you enough.
My great pleasure. Go ahead.
You performed a miracle. You proved that there's a state worse than the one I'm living in, California. Unbelievable. Now,
yeah, and they're not recalling the governor yet in Hawaii, though they should. You're recalling your governor, it looks like.
I pray to God we do. Although, be sorry what you wish for. Who comes next? Anyway, if you'd indulge me, I'd like to make two points. I'll try to be as brief as I can. Number one sets what I think is a grave problem I've talked about before, and number two is what to do about it, with specifically a plea to you personally. And number one, no. I would argue that our problems as a nation that we confront now mainly emanate from our drifting away from God and our Judeo-Christian ethic. And I would argue that all began on a day of infamy, not the FDR day, June 25th, 1962, when a simple little prayer, God, we acknowledge our dependence on thee. Please bless our parents, our teachers, and country. Amen. That beautiful prayer under the Warren Court was banned from the schools under the phony, I think, what was it, establishment clause. It was no such thing. God bless Potter Stewart, the judge who dissented. Anyway, I think that's why we are in such critical shape now with our schools. We mentioned before the 1619 Project that says we're just a bunch of white supremacist slave state. The book by Howard Zinn, People's History of the USA, Critical Race Theory. We've got to fix the schools. If we don't, our future, our precious children are poisoned and we're lost. That's point one. Point two, Michael, and what I'm about to say to compliment you is my son sometimes says, don't blow sunshine. This is not. You are, I think, uniquely qualified to do great things to help us out in fighting to get the schools back to where they teach how great the country is. Yes, we talk about all our faults, but when you look at yourself, you're a great educator. You're funny. You're a moderate conservative.
Okay, thank you. We're going to run out of time here.
Sure.
What is it that needs to be done?
If you would do a massive campaign to get everyone to help who could, including homeschoolers, but inject your great versions of your great book, God's Hand on America, and anything you can do, sort of like PragerU, get everyone to get involved, go into the school board, demand that we stop the vile poison. Can you do that, Michael, on some personal level?
I'll tell you what is, I think, more important, and this goes to the very heart of what I think Republicans need to do if we're going to win in 2022 and if we're going to win in 2024, is come up with a positive agenda. And the most positive thing I can think of that goes directly to what you're talking about is giving people choice in education. In other words, if people wanted choice, if they had choice in education, they would be able to deal with the frustration of public schools being closed by going to one of the fine private schools, and yes, many of them religious schools, that are open for business. And the idea that we should try to enforce a teachers' union-imposed monopoly on public schools, rather than taking the same amount of money that we would spend to educate a child in public school and letting that money follow the child. Giving that kind of choice would be the best way to, I believe, deal with this problem of taking God or any mention of God outside public schools. I have an email I want to get to that accuses me of talking about God too much. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar are visiting near Laredo, Texas on Friday to see and hear about the problems facing officials along the border. The two Texas lawmakers also touring a detention facility for illegal immigrant teens near the border and holding a bipartisan roundtable. Congressman Cuellar saying things are only going to get worse before they get better.
We've seen this before. We saw it in 2014. We saw it in 2019, and we're seeing them again. The numbers yet have not hit the numbers that we saw in May of 2019, but they're going there because the high months of March, April, May, or June are coming up, and we're seeing those numbers go up.
President Biden ending his week by hosting congressional Democrats after signing a massive stimulus bill. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a bunch of emails, and I can't answer all of them, but we will soon. But let me do one right now. It says, a lot of God talk on your show again. Let's pump the brakes a bit and discuss real issues. This comes in from Bill in Linwood, Washington. He says, I want to ask you three simple questions. Number one, does God exist? Number two, can you prove the existence? Number three, if he does exist, why is he bad at being good? And then Bill concludes, you're a smart person, but I'll provide you a cheat sheet. The answer to these questions is no. But I'm curious to hear your attempt at an answer. Okay, does God exist? Yes. Can you prove that existence? No, of course not. But however, many people believe you can't prove its non-existence, God's non-existence either. It's very much like debates over, is there life on other planets? Many people believe that there is. They can't prove it, but they believe that logically you'd have to infer that with the literally billions and billions of other planets that may in fact exist. I was talking the other day about the fact that they've identified a galaxy through telescopes that is 13 billion light years away from Earth. Okay, you can't prove that there's life on other planets, but you can't prove that there's not. And the idea of proving God's non-existence, I would recommend, and Bill, seriously, if you're an open-minded person at all, take a look at it. Take a look at Stephen Meyer's book, The Return of the God Hypothesis. You can find it at this discovery.org /Medved, or just go to michaelmedved.com. And his book makes it much more likely, it seems to me, that God does exist. It comes as close as you can to proving God's existence. Why? Because if you see something that has clearly been designed it kind of indicates there's a designer. And the intricacy of DNA, what's the alternate explanation beyond the idea of a creator of how we came from dead rock to these very intricate designed pieces of life? And then he says, if he does exist, why is he bad at being good? I dispute that. The idea that he's bad at being good, the progress that humanity has made, particularly in the last 500 years, and much of it made under the influence of monotheistic religion, has been phenomenal. If you look at Steven Pinker's books, The Better Angels of Our Nature, it's amazing how much progress human beings have made. And fewer people dying of violence, fewer people dying of disease, and the constant improvement of human beings, and frankly of human behavior at large, is an indication to me that God is not so bad at being good. There's also the question of how you define good. The definition of goodness, the word is related to godliness, and the idea of God defines what is good and not if you are a religious believer. And the idea of applying human standards of goodness to the force behind the universe is kind of problematic. In any event, that's a beginning, at least. There will be more. But there will be not any more talk of mom and dad or mother at an elite New York private school or at a British university. The story from NBC, a New York City private school has issued guidance suggesting phrases like mom and dad should be avoided in a push to make the campus more inclusive. Grace Church School, and I looked it up actually, the tuition is $57,000 a year. Think about that. This is not for boarding. This is a private school in New York. Grace Church School said its 12-page grace-inclusive language guide was designed to provide staff with language that fits the school's mission. We recognize, says Grace Church, that we can do more than ban hateful language. We can use language to create welcoming and inclusive spaces. The document states that mom and dad should be replaced with words like grown-ups, folks, or family. We've been trying to help families find the right words for years, and this was designed as an aid to that process. Families come in many shapes and sizes and always have, said the school. The recommendation to use the formal of your grown-ups or adults when you don't know is a way of ensuring that you do not needlessly hurt or alienate before you do. This is a sign of politeness and respect that we have subscribed to for decades. So no more mom, no more dad. Now, at the University of Manchester in Great Britain, the University of Manchester released this week a new guide to inclusive language for its staff made by the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion team. That sounds like a winning team right there. The guide aims to tell those working at the university how to use inclusive language and avoid biases. The from now on, gender-neutral terms are in vogue at Manchester, which means that man, woman, mother, father are no longer acceptable for use in university materials, to be replaced by individuals and guardians. The this could be somewhat tricky, thinks the covering the Spectator in reporting this, when Brits celebrate Mother's Day, which will presumably now have to be called Guardians Day. Does anyone really believe that this kind of thing helps? It helps in any sense? In terms of advancing the cause of education or of society? I don't buy that for a moment. And one of the the other aspects of craziness that is going on has to do with the cancellation or would-be cancellation of a basketball player. And this to me is an amazing story. Myers Leonard, who is a reserve center for the Miami Heat, has been fined $50,000 and suspended for 1 week after a viral clip showed him using an anti-Semitic slur. It's the K word. While playing a video game on public live stream. What's amazing about this, he wasn't doing anything he wasn't supposed to do on the court. What he was doing was he was being televised on Twitch while he was playing a video game. He was actually playing the fame that he apparently is quite expert at. But the idea that he has to pay $50,000 and the NBA issued a statement. They said Myers Leonard's comments were inexcusable and hurtful, and such an offensive term has no place in the NBA or in our society, so said Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner. Yesterday he spoke to representatives to the Anti-Defamation League to better understand the impact of his words, and we accept that he is genuinely remorseful. He appears to be genuinely remorseful. There was a very good column that appeared in the Los Angeles Jewish Journal saying the way to deal with Myers Leonard is not to attempt to destroy his career, but invite him to a Shabbat meal and let him understand why that K word is not acceptable. We will get to some movies, some of which may be acceptable, that are being released for this weekend, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Inviting Myers Leonard for a Shabbat dinner. Shabbat coming up, the Jewish Sabbath, and one of the great traditions of that Sabbath is a festive and a brotherhood strong fellowship meal on Friday night, and then again on Saturday afternoon, presumably after services, if you go to services. In any event, it's a good way to give credit where credit is due. The idea of dealing with poor Myers Leonard, who used an inappropriate word while playing a video game on Twitch and now is facing all kinds of troubles, it was stated by Julian Edelman, who is a Jewish player for the New England Patriots, and he wrote an open letter to his fellow sports pro, to Myers Leonard of the NBA. And it reads in part, "I get the sense that you didn't use that word out of hate, more out of ignorance. Most likely you weren't trying to hurt anyone or even profile Jews in your comment. That's what makes it so destructive. When someone intends to be hateful, it's usually met with great resistance. Casual ignorance is harder to combat and has greater reach, especially when you command great influence. Hate is like a virus. Even accidentally, it can rapidly spread." So he invites him very directly to a Sabbath meal. And good for him. And Edelman's approach, writes David Suisa in the Jewish Journal, "Edelman's approach is the very opposite of cancel culture and a great demonstration of the Jewish tradition of trying to repair the world." So do any of the films that we have this week actually move in that direction? Well, one of them, kind of. The latest from Hollywood, please. Okay, the big new movie released around now, it's on HBO Max, is Tom and Jerry. Now, people who have been around for a while will remember Tom and Jerry. This is a mouse and a cat. And, of course, they are constantly chasing each other. Usually the mouse gets the better of it. Otherwise, it would be a short-lived series. But Tom and Jerry has been going on since the 1940s. Now they are animated, as they always were. And the Tom and Jerry come to New York and deal with real-life characters. And the real-life character is led by a cast with Chloe Grace Moretz and Michael Pena and Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live. They're all working in a big hotel for a society wedding. But for that society wedding to happen, they have to get rid of a troublesome mouse. Listen.
I need you to understand the sensitivity of this matter.
Yes.
If a picture of this mouse is tweeted up to Instabook Face or the TikTok, we will be ruined.
No, sir. We're not ruined because it's not going to happen. Okay, so you guys clear your heads about it. That rodentia is toast.
Okay, that rodentia is toast. Not so fast. Now, the reason you didn't hear the voices of Tom or Jerry, they're silent in this new movie, as they don't speak, but they do all kinds of other things. The animation is fairly entertaining. There are lots of scenes of destruction and things being smashed and broken, and endless scenes of mouse being fleeing cats successfully. And it does get a bit tedious, but the movie is fun. It's goofy. It's strange. It's PG for all kinds of cartoon violence and property destruction. But 2.5 stars for the new version, combined animated and live action, of Tom and Jerry. Also, on Apple TV Plus, a series that just got renewed. And it's a series that actually is surprisingly enjoyable. It's called Ted Lasso. And it's about an American football coach who is hired to coach a soccer team, a British football team in Britain that is struggling. But the secret reason he's hired is because, given away in the very first episode, because the owner of the team, played by Hannah Waddingham, is the ex-wife of the previous owner, and she wants to get revenge on her husband by tanking the team. Well, does that work? Listen.
You're an American who's never set foot in England and has now been charged with the leadership of a Premier League football club, despite clearly possessing very little knowledge of the game.
I know that AFC Richmond is going to go out there and give you everything they got for all four quarters. Two halves, win or lose.
Or tie.
Right, y'all do ties here.
That's Jason Sudeikis, who's wonderful in the film. What the film really seems to be about, what the series seems to be about, and it's just been renewed for another 10 episodes, is the power of niceness. The Ted Lasso character is a bit of a goofball, but he seems to overcome a lot of obstacles based upon fundamental decency and kindness. And is any of it believable? No, of course not. You simply couldn't coach a major team, even a losing team in British soccer, if you knew nothing about the game. But you don't care about that. It's a good-natured fantasy. It's rated TV mature for lots of harsh language and a few sexual references. Juno Temple is also quite good in the series, playing the model girlfriend of one of these soccer stars. 2.5 stars for Ted Lasso, now on Apple TV Plus. There's also a movie that has been quite a hit on streaming services. It's called Tenet. And with Oscar nominations coming up, it will probably get some technical nominations. It's about a secret agent who's never named, who has to deal with a worldwide conspiracy involving the inversion of time. It's directed and written by Christopher Nolan. The agent, played by John David Washington. Listen.
It's a word. Tenet. It'll open the right doors, some of the wrong ones, too. Use it carefully.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
I'm not saying Armageddon here.
No, something worse.
It's going to be worse than Armageddon and worse than World War III. The problem with this film is there are good performances, particularly by Kenneth Branagh as a billionaire Russian arms dealer, and then his estranged wife, who becomes a love interest, played by Elizabeth Debicki, who's a very gifted Australian actress. Okay, fine. And Christopher Nolan, you can expect really great special effects. You'll get them. But you will not get a coherent plot. It is impossible to understand what is going on. Now, it's sort of constructed like a puzzle, and a puzzle of time moving forward and backward. But for goodness sake, it's one of those things that leaves you not wondering, gee, what am I missing here, but scratching your head as to the entire premise of the film. And it's a very long film, and virtually none of the scenes end up making any sense at all, from the beginning dramatic scene of an attempted mass murder at a Ukrainian opera house. Lavishly produced, but lavishly confusing. It's rated PG-13, which is ridiculous. It should absolutely be R, because there is a great deal of truly brutal violence. 2 stars for the disappointing Tenet, especially when you consider Christopher Nolan did that superb movie Dunkirk a few years ago. Okay, next time on the Medved Show, the Biden administration is promising vaccines for everybody by May 1st. There are experts who say don't count on it, and there is an analysis of the GOP, of the Republican Party, that says it can now be divided into 5 tribes. So how do you prevent those tribes from scalping each other? The challenge of maintaining and developing and relying on GOP unity. And an ice cream brand has been discreetly changing the name of a flavor after questions raised over its possibly racist origins. Which flavor of ice cream are we talking about? We will get to that. And a Republican congressman says that the transition to the Kamala Harris administration has already begun. Could that be true? We'll deal with that and much more, hoping that you have an absolutely splendid weekend. Sun is shining in Seattle. I hope the sun shines on you wherever you are, anywhere across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.